Right now we're talking about equality in the workplace. Did you know that Australia is 36th in the world when it comes to gender equality in the workplace? This means that many women are uncertain about how to balance family life and their career. Only 6% of mothers return to full-time work within a year of giving birth, and nearly a quarter of women are choosing to leave their jobs before having children. How can we better support women in the workplace? With us is Rebecca Naylor, CEO of Australian Breastfeeding Association. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
We were rated 15th in the world in 2006. 10 years later, we're 36. Why have we dropped so far down the list?
It's a good question. I don't have the whole answer for that, but I imagine part of the answer is that some countries are doing better than they were, and we're doing worse on some parameters. So we know that those countries that are among the highest with, you know, the least gender inequality have the highest breastfeeding rates. So for us, that says something about those countries having well-established family-friendly policies in the workplace, good maternity leave provisions, so women feel supported to go back to work, and when they're there, they're able to contribute fully.
Because on that topic of breastfeeding, isn't it important that a lot of workplaces provide rooms for women to express their breast milk?
Yeah, that's right. So if we want to support women to continue breastfeeding after they return to work, and of course we think that's very important to do, then really there's just three what I think are relatively simple things that both large and small organisations can do to support women to continue breastfeeding. And the first one is, you're right, providing a space that an employee can go and express breast milk during work hours. And it doesn't have to be an exclusive space. It can just be like a meeting room or something that they can book and close the door. Ensuring adequate time to breastfeed. So implementing an organisation-wide breastfeeding policy that which provides women with the opportunity for lactation breaks. So they have the right to go and express breast milk so they don't feel like they're letting their colleagues down. And then creating a supportive culture and communicating effectively with all of the employees so that a culture of supporting breastfeeding and that breastfeeding is normalised in the workplace.
So breastfeeding is one of the challenges that women face when they go back to work. What other challenges are there?
Well, we know that there are few organisations that have a gender equity strategy. So about 80% of Australian employers don't have a gender equity strategy.
And what's a gender equity strategy?
So it's about a strategy that addresses the question of gender inequality. So what are the causes of that in our workplace and how are we going to address it? So there are only 20% of companies that have a strategy such as that. So for women that are coming back to work after having a baby, obviously, they're managing all those logistical issues you do when you're returning to work. So you're leaving a baby with a caregiver and you're juggling family life. You're finding that your baby might be a bit more clingy when you get home. Maybe you're breastfeeding during the night, so you're completely exhausted. And so add to that a need to negotiate with your employer around educating you about your workplace needs, negotiating with the HR department. You know, maybe you're facing negative attitudes from co-workers. And then the daily challenge of having to take time to express or feed during the day. So you can see that if you had a policy and processes and a culture at work that addressed those issues ahead of time, then it would make returning to work for women who've had a baby easier, and their ability to engage and be productive in the workplace would be enhanced.
There's certainly a lot of challenges for women when going back to work. Do you think that these barriers are the reason why some women are just choosing to leave work rather than take maternity leave when they decide to have kids?
It'll be part of the reason. So, you know, I think a lot of women know how hard it will be to do both. And if they're in a workplace where they know that the culture isn't supportive of the needs of women. So maybe they've seen other female colleagues struggle and fail. And so they may then choose to go and work for another employer. So, you know, an organisation making the changes that are required to support women to come back. And that doesn't mean, we're not suggesting that women shouldn't be productive when they're at work. Of course, all of these changes allow them to be. Then that will mean that employers will save money. We've got some data that suggests that they can save around $75,000 in recruitment and retraining costs, lost productivity and so on, when they bring a woman back to work that was there before rather than having to employ someone new. So we have a program, the Breastfeeding Friendly Workplace Program, that supports employers to do just that.
So it's all about helping new mums and reducing costs for business. It's a bit of a win-win situation.
Yeah, that's right. A happy employee who's going to want to come back to work, who'll be productive when she's there, she'll stay longer, and you'll present yourself to the world as a family-friendly workplace who's interested in gender equality. So I can't see that there's much to lose, really.
Well, Rebecca, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That was Rebecca Naylor, CEO of the Australian Breastfeeding Association, speaking there on how we can make workplaces a little bit more family friendly.